Welcome back to Safe Space with Kira Grimes.
I don't know what the hell I'm doing. Welcome back, my lovely listener, to Safe Space with Kira Graves. I am your host, Kira Graves, and I hope you're all having a wonderful day today. I wanted to hop on here to talk about love. And I know it sounds like very vague, but I think that a lot of us have the wrong idea of love. And okay, I'm not going to be out here preaching to the choir. I'm just going to like talk about my own personal experience and like how I experience love and what I think love is not. So I've been reading this book called Eastern Body, Western Mind by Anodeya Judith. I'm pretty sure that's her name. And it's basically about the chakra system and how it relates to the psychology of the mind and the body. And you know, I'm like really into that kind of stuff. So that is the book I'm reading right now. And so basically it goes through all the different chakras and kind of just explains like how the chakra is developed, what age it's developed, and what could have created a blocked chakra. So anyways, long story short, I was reading the chapter about the heart chakra, and one line really stuck out to me that I kind of want to just discuss today is it said, love is a verb. And this also reminds me of this John Mayer song called Love is a Verb. It ain't a thing. It's not something you hold. It's not something you scream. When you show me love, despite what you've heard, yeah, love ain't a thing. Love is a verb. So you gotta show me. Love is a verb. So, yeah. I was obsessed with John Mayer, especially when I was like a preteen. I was like 12 years old for some reason. I was really obsessed with John Mayer. And anyways, that line, the fact that love is a verb, that means, okay, that love is not something that you can just say, oh, I love you, without showing someone you love them, without doing the actions involved, the actions that support the feeling and the emotion of love. I was also contemplating the idea of, you know, the whole like phrase of like, oh, we fell out of love. I've always been scared that what if one day I'm like, I'm with someone and then all of a sudden, randomly one day, I fall out of love, because I feel like society talks about this a lot, falling out of love. But I think if you have love in the first place, it can never be lost. I don't think that you can simply, I think that your heart can be blocked off. I think that, you know, depending on the situation, your heart can be blocked and your inability, you can have an inability to love because you have been wounded. And I think that wounds to the heart can block off love for sure. But it's still in there deep down. But I think that in order to love more fully, we need to heal those wounds over the heart. We need to look at all of the situations that caused us heartbreak. And this doesn't even necessarily have to mean like relationship, like romantic relationships or sexual relationships, but even like family members. I think that we can only love someone else to the degree of how open our heart is at the time. And I think it can fluctuate, right? Like there can be moments when our heart is more open, and then there can be moments when our heart is blocked off. And I think that's a normal like fluctuation that happens. And we can't really like prevent it or stop it. And like, if you have an inability to love, that's okay. I think the first step would be to work on showing yourself love, because you know, like they always say, you can't love someone else. You can only love someone else to the degree of which you love yourself. And I believe this is true 100%. And the more you work on loving yourself, the more open your heart is to loving others. I've always been a person that has a really open heart, and I love with my full heart or nothing. Like there's no in between. It's like, if I love you, I love you, and I will do anything for you, and I will like treat you with little gifts and give you my time and give you my energy and listen to you and be there for you and sacrifice for you. And like when other people don't meet me with that same level of openness, I don't feel loved. And this isn't anyone's fault, I don't think. But I'm thinking of this one family member that I don't think that they have the capacity to love me the way that I deserve to be loved. Therefore, I have decided to set boundaries with this person and say, no, I can't give you any more of my energy because it's draining and it feels like a heartbreak every single time you trigger me a fuck ton. I can't be around you right now and I can't give you my love right now. Even though you might need it, even though you might want it, that would be sacrificing myself. So I think that when it comes to situations like that, love needs to be free and unrestricted. I don't think you can force love. I think that it needs to flow uninhibited. And if you're forcing anything, it's not love. Love is a really complicated subject, and I don't think anyone's the expert on like what love is, like what is love, you know what I mean? But I've just been contemplating about that a lot because I've been reading the heart chakra chapter in my book and how I might have some wounds over my heart and how I am learning to, you know, have a more open heart towards, you know, not only others, but myself, being more honest with myself. And having boundaries, I think that is such a beautiful act of love. Even if this boundary is with a family member or a friend who you do love, and placing that boundary, it doesn't mean you don't love them. I truly think that placing that boundary is an act of self-love. And whenever you are acting out of self-love, then you are never acting out of harm for anyone. Does that make sense? I think a lot of people think, oh, loving myself or having self-love means I don't love other people, or it means that I'm taking away something from the love that I'm giving other people, but that's not true. And I think it also depends on like what type of person are you? Are you the type of person that, you know, always gives, gives, gives and doesn't receive? And I think there needs to be, in order to have like that love connection and that energy of love to circulate, I think you need to be able to receive it and also give it equal parts. And I think this is important to look at in relationships with your partner. If you have a partner, you know, is it balanced or is it one-sided? Is there one party that's giving, 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 but never receiving, or vice versa? Just stuff to contemplate. I'm reading this in my book, so I thought I would share it with you because I think it's really, really interesting. Like I said, I'm healing my people-pleasing attributes and really focusing on what do I need? How can I please myself? How can I meet my own needs? How can I make sure my needs are met? Because when my needs are met, I am more open to receiving and more open to also giving. And possibly meeting your needs. I think that in order to meet someone else's needs, you have to meet your needs first. And if your needs are different, then they're different. But I think attending to your own needs is the most important thing right now. And I know people can have expectations for you, and I know that can feel like a lot of pressure, especially when you're dealing with family members. But just know that taking care of yourself is never a disservice to anyone else. taking care of yourself harms no one. In my eyes, when you choose yourself, it creates space for others to also choose themselves as well. So I think that by doing that, you are giving them a blessing to give them an opportunity to choose themselves, because we can't always be looking outside of ourselves to meet our needs, for other people to do stuff for us, for other people to meet our needs. Like, we need to meet our own needs first. We need to respect ourselves. We need to give ourselves love and compassion first, or else nothing is going to work. Nothing is going to fall into place. First step is self-love. Everything falls into place after that. Okay? I don't know. I just felt like I needed to come on and talk about this because, you know, it's just something I'm really pondering, especially with that one family member. I hope this resonated with you. Let me know what you think of this episode and if you have anything to add. It's a little bit of a shorter episode. And let me know what you want me to talk about on the podcast next. All right. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your week. And do something for yourself. Listen to your needs this week. Be honest with yourself about what you truly do need in this moment and see how you can fulfill that yourself. Mwah. I love you.